Mr. McCulloch, any comments for the board or the, in the audience?
Yeah, I'm all about public safety. I've basically dedicated my entire life to public safety. But for this, there's just, as the gentleman in the back said, it's confusing both sides. I don't know everything about fracking. I hardly, you know, the first meeting we had last time was the first time I really heard about it. So for me, before I make an educated guess, I need to do a little homework myself and get facts and try to put this all together.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Mr. Duchesne, comments?
Well, I agree with what Mr. Bulut said, that there's not enough information out there for us to make a justified statement and say, we're going to pass this law. Any of those people out there, what we're doing is asking for help and getting more concerns in there. If you have material that you guys want to do your homework and study onto and bring it back to the board so we can make an honest decision. And if Mr. Bulut would like to come around when you have that, whoever your spokesperson is, or people who you're representing, then he could ask those questions or he could look over that literature and the board could look over. If we don't understand, we can have our attorney look at it and then make the proper decision. Because to make a shot from shooting from the hip tonight and say, let's go with this, you're trying to make us make a decision for everybody here. And 95% of these people don't even know what we're talking about. I'm for one that when we got hit last week, didn't know anything about it. So I did some homework, I asked some people, and the state don't feel that they want to touch this, the county legislators wouldn't touch it, and I do agree it's got to be started somewhere.
That's not true. They did say that they don't use it.
Right.
It is on record that said that they don't use it, and they don't intend on using it.
Right, because it goes into your bidding process and going that way, and that's what you can do. But as far as making a decision that without having the full information, I, for one, would not make that decision. Until I learned more about it, and it was a proper decision to make, and I knew it was an honest decision for the taxpayers of Port of Bessier. That's what I have to say.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Duchesne.